Happy Saturday to you, Faith Pocatello Daily, here the 28th of January, 2023. If you're watching this and you're in the Burley area at 10 o'clock today, Burley's Lutheran Church, Zion Lutheran Church, I will be giving a presentation on the Israel trip. So if you're interested, 10 o'clock, and you're around, come on by. We'll see you. 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 through 26. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. So this is the thing about us who are God's servant, right? That we would act in such a way, remember these deeds are these fruit that show that forth repentance, that we would act in such a way toward others that they might be granted repentance, that they might realize, wow, I need to be saved. I need to turn. The way I'm headed is just wrong. And so I need to be changed, and that they would turn and they would realize that they have been given such great opportunity and such great gift of the love of God. And that's part of our job, is that as we in humility share God's love with others, they recognize something different in us. There's a gentleness to us. There's a kindness to us. We endure evil with hope and with joy, and that God perhaps might give them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. We know that God desires that they would have repentance, right? We know that God is not slow concerning his promises, that he is going to take us home, that he's going to come back, but he desires that people would come to repentance so that they would have eternal life. And so through our actions, through our attitude, as the Holy Spirit continually works the very disposition of Christ into us, we share so that others might receive the gift that is the fruit of repentance as they turn from who they are, as the Spirit gives them ability to Christ. Wow. There's nothing better than that. So may God richly bless your day. Enjoy Jesus. Go and share life.